God's Power Revealed. A Short Night in Pittsburgh. A friend of mine, Jim Pointner, had asked me to go with him on a charter bus trip to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I had met Jim, a Free Methodist minister, at the church I attended. The group was going to a meeting of a healing evangelist, Catherine Coleman. To be honest, I knew very little about her ministry. I'd seen her on television, and she totally turned me off. I thought she talked funny and looked a little strange, so I wasn't exactly filled with expectation. But Jim was my friend, and I didn't want to let him down. On the bus, I said, "Jim, you'll never know what a tough time I had with my father about this trip. You see, after my conversion, my parents had done everything in their power to keep me from attending church. And now a trip to Pittsburgh? It was almost out of the question, but they grudgingly gave their permission. We left Toronto on Thursday about mid-morning, and what should have been a 7-hour trip was slowed by a sudden snowstorm. We didn't arrive at our hotel until 1 o'clock in the morning. Then Jim said, "Benny, we have to be up at 5. "5 this morning?" I asked. "What for?" He told me that if we weren't outside the doors of the building by 6 o'clock, we'd never get a seat. Well, I just couldn't believe it. Who'd ever heard of standing in the freezing cold before sunrise to go to church? But he said that was what we were supposed to do. It was bitter cold. At 5, I got up and put on every bit of clothing I could find. Boots, gloves, the works. I looked like an Eskimo. We arrived at the First Presbyterian Church, downtown Pittsburgh, while it was still dark. But what shocked me was that hundreds of people were already there, and the doors wouldn't open for 2 more hours. Being small has some advantages. I began inching my way closer and closer to the doors and pulling Jim right behind me. There were even people sleeping on the front steps. A woman told me, "They've been here all night. It's like this every week." As I stood there, I suddenly began to vibrate, as if someone had gripped my body and begun to shake it. I thought for a moment that the bitter air had gotten to me, but I was dressed warmly, and I certainly didn't feel too cold. An uncontrollable shaking just came over me. Nothing like that had ever happened before, and it didn't stop. I was too embarrassed to tell Jim, but I could feel my very bones rattling. I felt it in my knees, in my mouth. "What's happening to me?" I wondered. "Is this the power of God?" I just didn't understand. Racing through the church. By this time, the doors were about to open, and the crowd pressed forward until I could hardly move. Still, the vibrating wouldn't stop. Jim said, "Benny, when those doors open, run just as fast as you can." "Why?" I asked. "If you don't, they'll run right over you." He'd been there before and knew what to expect. Well, I never thought I'd be in a race going to church, but here I was. And when those doors opened, I took off like an Olympic sprinter. I passed everybody, old women, young men, all of them. In fact, I made it right to the front row and tried to sit down. An usher told me the first row was reserved. I learned later that Miss Coleman's staff handpicked the people who sat in the front row. She was so sensitive to the Spirit that she wanted only positive, praying supporters right in front of her. With my severe stuttering problem, I knew it would be useless to argue with the usher. The second row was already filled, but Jim and I found a spot on row 3. It would be another hour before the service began, so I took off my coat, my gloves, and my boots. As I relaxed, I realized I was shaking more than before. It just wouldn't stop. The vibrations were going through my arms and legs as if I were attached to some kind of a machine. The experience was foreign to me. To be honest, I was scared.